This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to raise more money for air quality monitoring is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
Senate Bill 204 sets up a fee that air polluters would pay to the state. That money will be used by health officials to enhance the state's monitoring of things like volatile organic compounds and methane. Right now, the state has just a handful of sites where it collects air in a canister for several hours. Then it sends it to a lab for testing. But the fee would allow state officials to gather data at more sites in near real time. An investigation by CPR found that methane and some VOC data were potentially inaccurate. The bill also creates a board of directors who will work to ensure the monitoring and data analysis are accurate. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Denver's Juneteenth parade, the annual celebration of the end of slavery, is tomorrow. Organizers want attendees to wear masks and practice social distancing. Isabella O'Brien of Arvada rallied with teachers against racism and police brutality earlier this week in Denver.
And I'm planning on going to be in solidarity with people, to remember the day, to also counteract that President Trump is having a rally on the same day in Tulsa.
Grand Junction's first Juneteenth celebration is next week. Coming up on the program, the police killings of George Floyd, Eric Garner, Philando Castile, and others began with suspicions of misdemeanors. A law professor explains these low-level crimes. Then protesters in Seattle have taken over a six-block area near a police department precinct, and they are calling it an autonomous zone. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Colorado still has a serious shortage of personal protective equipment. Healthcare workers report having to reuse masks, gowns, and other PPE for months now.
The PPE situation currently is the same as it was before. We are reusing N95 masks. So while the stores are increasing, it hasn't really changed much on the ground.
The shortage is also showing up in post offices and nursing homes. CPR's health reporter Natalia Navarro has our story in 10 minutes here on CPR News. 88 in Denver, 95 in Grand Junction.